Pascua Lego!
Yay!
It's Friday!
TGIF, baby.
Whatever.
Good morning, Lagos. 9 minutes come past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcome to What's Up, Lagos? Lagos!
Yes!
I'm Mary Anacone, and he is...
Stretch!
Stretch. Well, I'd just like to let you know, for those of you who are interested, Governor Wike is about to make that important press briefing if you are watching his live.
Yeah, and I keep asking, a state governor talking to the entire country is about to break tables or what?
He says he wants to expose.
Is he supposed to talk to the
Scalata in the party?
Is he supposed to talk to the entire nation?
Is it your nation?
Is my nation, yes.
Yeah, well, so he has also the same rights as you do.
So I can
call a press conference. You can call a press conference.
I can call a press conference to talk to the entire country.
Well, it depends if they all listen to you.
No.
So you have to be able to gather that kind of momentum.
I think there's something with
But it's
that.
A media parley with... Yeah. It's not necessarily like he's giving a presidential address. He's just going to say his own side of the story.
I can say he has the way he's sitting like the president with the...
Why are you saying things that are not there?
He's sitting there and there's a flag behind
him. He's a governor.
Of a state.
Yes. And
there are 36 states in the federation. That's my opinion.
And he has three people, four media men surrounding
him. Yeah, so
do
your thing.
It's a media parley.
Yeah, so do your thing. Don't make it the whole country's problem.
Where he's sitting as a governor. I don't even know where you're coming from.
I'm coming from the point that he's a state governor.
So what?
He's not the president of Nigeria.
He never told you he was.
He's acting like he is, as far as I'm concerned, he is acting like he is.
You're 1% of the 200 plus million Nigerians.
And you are the same too. You know that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but you think different than several other people.
And I have a right to think differently.
Absolutely.
Good. You also have your right to think differently.
Yes.
Doesn't make you right and me wrong.
No, exactly. Yeah. So what you see, I don't see.
Okay.
I just see a governor who wants to talk.
To the country.
Because his party is all across this country. What is your problem?
Address your party. Don't make your party problem Nigeria's problem.
It is Nigeria's problem. It's not. It's a political party in Nigeria.
One political party.
And Nigerians are members of that political party. I hate that you make me sound like as if I'm trying to
remember
of that party.
I like how it's coming out. You are actually.
I'm not.
He is a governor of one state in 36. He is a member of one party in a lot. Don't get too important, my brother. Okay, can we move on?
He can't even listen to you.
I'm saying
that. I'm impressed.
Neither can we hear you two siding
Welcome
him.
I'm not siding
you
him.
You are, definitely.
At all.
Okay.
I just feel like, you know, if I said today, Nigerians, I want to talk to you, does it mean that I'm the president?
Why would you call Nigerians? Who are you?
I'm Mary Ann, duh.
So? Do you know how many Mary Ann's are in Isolo?
It doesn't matter, but
exactly.
I can say Nigerians, I want to talk to you because I have the mic.
You don't? So you just have the mic, you don't talk to Nigerians?
Yes. Okay, who are we supposed to talk to? The Marines?
Lagosians.
Lagosians are Nigerians. Ogbeni.
He's talking to the entire nation.
He's paining you.
It's wrong. I beg. He's a state governor. That's what I think.
Welcome to the show. This is how we are.
Yes.
You can never catch us being happy with
governor.
Each other. We're always dragging about something.
Well,
like those siblings that are always fighting. Anyway, welcome to the show. Don't forget that on the show, we actually start off with sound off.
Yes, we do.
And it's a very serious issue. For those who think that we're joking, it's a very serious aspect of this conversation on the show. For the 2 hours that we have a conversation on Nigeria Info, it's the most important. And let me tell you the reason why. Because the issues that border around our health, education, infrastructure, governance, leadership as it is, our security, including how we socialize as Nigerians. And that's why there's Sound Off. So we talk about every and anything on Sound Off. So welcome to the show. And this, ladies and gentlemen,
is
Sound Off.
All right, this is Sound Off. It's 14 minutes past the hour 10, and here we go. Ondo State Governor Rotimi Akeredolu has lambasted the federal government of Nigeria, noting that the country cannot have two systems. In a statement on Thursday, that was yesterday, Akeredolu reacted to the video showing the Katsina security outfit obtaining the approval to bear arms. The governor said this followed government's denial of the Western Nigeria Security Network, Amotekun Corps, to carry assault rifles despite terror or tax. Akeredo noted that denying Amotekun the right to legitimately bear arms is a repudiation of the basis of true federalism, which we have been clamoring for. That Katsina was able to arm a state security force with AK-47 display means we are pursuing one country, two system solution to the national question. If the Katsina situation conferring advantage to some in the face of commonly faced existential threat, it means that our unitary policing system, which has failed, is deliberate. It's a deliberate method of subjugation which must be challenged. Well, moving down.
Yes, the governor said that Nigeria's independence agreement was based on a democratic arrangement to have a federal state and devolved of internal security mechanics. Now, the command spokesperson, this is the part that I'm more interested in.
Katsina City too.
Yes. Gambo Issa reacted to a statement issued by the Ondo State Governor, Rotimi Akeredolu, who accused the federal government of preventing Southwest security outfits from bearing arms, but allowing vigilantes in the north to carry AK-47. But speaking to a national daily, Issa revealed that the vigilantes in the state were not licensed to use the AK-47, saying, please listen, Lagosians, they were only trained on how to use it for self-defense. So I'll read it again. Just in case you did not get it, go back to it. So Issa revealed that the vigilantes in Katsina State were not licensed to use AK-47.
At all.
But he said they were only trained on how to use it for self-defense. So how do you use something that you're not licensed to use?
Yes. So after the training, they will take the guns. Oh, yeah, bring your kids for me. Bring it. They will take it and keep back. Why do these people think that we just don't know anything?
Let me give you more information. He says, and I quote, the vigilantes were trained on other arms and combat maneuvers. It is not that they were given a license or that the federal government has approved that they should use these AK-47 rifles. They were just trained on how to defend themselves. And to be categorically clear, according to him, he says, there is no member of the vigilante in Katsina that's using that kind of weapon. It wasn't issued to them by the federal government or the state. They were just trained on how to defend themselves.
So you train them on how to defend themselves with AK-47, but they don't use it. They can't use it. Why do you think we just don't know anything? I teach you how to drive an automatic car and I take it from you. I teach you how to cook soup and you won't cook. You won't need to cook. I teach you how to use an arrow, but you will not use the arrow. This is what the governor said. We can't forget what happened in Owo recently, that people were killed. Until now, we don't know how that has come. And the governor is worried and he's saying, Amotekun, they need to be armed. And now, down the line, in Katsina State, vigilante, same level, are using AK-47 to train, according to the spokesperson, that they were not licensed. They were, come on now. So if you're going to approve for Katsina, what's wrong with letting everybody then use these weapons? Because these people attacking are using the weapons.
I'm even more curious as to what they mean by self-defense, because you see, if I were to be attacked by a Jet Li or a Jedi, let's start with a Jet Li, I would need my mortal combat skills. You understand? If I were attacked by a Jedi from Mars or something, I would need my Jedi sword. Now, if I'm being attacked by armed militia, what sort of self-defense do you think I need?
Arrow.
I mean, I'm talking about people who are trained.
Stone.
I'm not talking about you and I who have a mortar and a mortar pencil in our homes. I'm talking about the guys that you trained as security to, you know, repel these guys. So they're supposed to use their arms to fight these. I'm curious, please. And bringing in the federal government into whether they approve or license this is all subject to planning. You can't just wake up and say we want to put up a security outfit, but then you haven't armed them for what is to come. It goes again to say the same thing with the men and women who are gallantly fighting to protect our borders and protect us. These people need the kinds of sophisticated weapons that are being wielded by the guys that they're fighting.
At least.
You can't take a catapult to a gunfight.
Or a stone.
Neither can you take a machete to a gunfight.
No.
So if we really are serious about fighting insecurity in Nigeria, what the heck are we doing? Because it's like we're jaw-jawing as opposed to doing the action and getting things off the ground so that we can actually deal with this situation as opposed to politicking about the issue of insecurity. it's really, it's disheartening. It, sometimes it's, for me, I think it's just a total joke when we talk about insecurity in this country, and then we just keep saying, no, it's not you, it's me, it's the other guy. Mm. It's because you've not lived the pot off the table. That's why, come on, Nigeria. And if a governor is saying it's time to buy guns, he's not the first guy who's saying that. So what is the government, this whole security architecture, really doing? Do we have all hands on deck to say we really must come up with a solution to deal with this issue, as opposed to this nonsense that we're doing? This one will say it's not me. No, that's not how we agreed. Was there even an agreement in the first place?
Is there anything we're doing to?
Is there a document that says when you recruit these people, this is what should be done? And then when you look at the realities on ground, do they go together? Are they realistic? The things that you're saying that these people should do, when compared to these attacks, when these attacks happen in reality, can they repel it? Because we can't just recruit people for the sake of recruiting them and then they cannot do the job that they're being recruited for. I'm totally disgusted this morning, really. I didn't want to get involved in this, but it's disgusting.
All right, going about that, we're just saying, if you're going to do something, let there be something, let there be a plan. Are we working from one place? Are we trying to do one thing? If you're going to be approved, if what the next rule is, let every vigilante have the kind of weapon the people they're going to be fighting against will have, can we make it uniform? Can that be part of the plan? Because if Governor Akeredolu hadn't said anything, nobody would have known this. If Katsina is equipped and Ondo State is not equipped, what do you gain at the end of the day?
But again, is the guy in Katsina saying that Governor Akeredolu is lying? You're calling the governor of that state a liar. Are you also saying that he didn't do his homework? Because these are all probability.
It's
are you
a saying, video. We saw the video.
Are you saying that he didn't do his homework? His people did not prep him well before he made this statement? Or are you saying that there's something else that's, you're covering up? Because we really must know. This is about our lives. This is about our families. This Nigerian is about lives. The safety of Nigerians in general. So again, what is going on? This is Sound Off. All right, we're in Lagos. So if somebody's outside of Lagos, let them take you to Lagos, because Lagos is where the thing. That's where everything is happening. This is where to be, man. Like, you know when people say, I can't say very well in Yoruba, Molo Seko, is that what they say?
Yes.
Molo Seko. Anyway, we're asking, would you rather... Okay, we'll have to go for a break. Stretch will not just let me be. We'll be back after this break. Stay tuned.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yeah. Today, they want to gag us. They don't want us to talk. But see,
we like the adverts. We're very grateful. Keep them coming.
Yes.
We're not even going to complain.
But
yes.
See, we even have people in the house to make it really better for us.
Yes, 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 yes. And she's the beautiful lady sitting next to me.
People. Yeah, she's... yes. Tolu, God, Tolu, it's been a while.
All right. Anyway, it's What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anna Cone.
And my name is Stretch, Stretch.
And we have a guest from Leatherback. Now, if you're wondering what Leatherback is, I don't think they're a shoe company. Neither are they a furniture company. But we're going to let the beautiful guest in the studio tell us what Leatherback is. Good morning, beautiful lady that Stretch likes. What's your name?
Good morning, Stretch. Good morning, Marianne Omimi. Hi. My name is Akanimo Ojo, and I oversee the affairs of Leatherback in Nigeria.
Okay, Akanimo
Ojo.
Yes. Oh, that sounds like she's taken.
That's one Nigeria.
She is taken.
That's one Nigeria. But Akanimo, what is Leatherback? Because like I said, it's not a furniture company,
exactly.
Neither is it a shoemaking company. Yes. So what is it?
Okay, so let me start with unraveling the name Leatherback, because usually people are very curious about what Leatherback is. Leatherback is a species of turtle. Okay. A species of sea turtle. See, I've just educated you with the way your eyes just lit up. It's a species of sea turtle. And why it is unique to us and why we identify with it is that it's the most migratory animal in the world.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, so it could travel all the way from the Americas to the shores of Africa. And it's not limited by the nature of the water, the salinity of the water. And it just moves.
It does fresh water, it does saline
water. Salt water, whatever.
Yes. Wow. All sorts. And
sea
it's
turtle.
Actually
okay.
Sea turtle,
borderless.
Yeah.
And that's why it resonates a lot with what we do.
Ah.
We are a multi-currency payment platform that enables our users, our customers, live like the sea turtle, borderless. And we make you a global citizen. And I hope that as we go through... You know, this is.
I want to be borderless. You know.
Yes.
I want to sit here now and just be in Jumanji.
Thank Thank you. So if Stretch can see somebody that he likes in, you know, China, for example.
Why are you sending me there? All right, so that means in your pockets you can be anywhere, your money.
Exactly. Okay. So your money does not need visa.
You are
a global citizen, and that's what our platform enables you to do. And it does this in three unique ways. So first, it allows you pay in the currency. So right now we're trading in over 13 currencies.
Wow.
And it allows you pay in this currency. So you see something, you like it, you pay for it. Then the other leg, it also allows you receive foreign currencies in the accounts that you'd have with us. Now the unique one is that we give you the ability to operate like a local while being international. And let me explain.
Please.
Let me use Stretch.
I'm the guinea pig. Go on.
So, Stretch is here, and I'm sure he has, you know, fan base in maybe London, where he probably send them a cake or flowers.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, Stretch can come on to Leatherback. First and foremost, he would have a local currency account, which is our Naira account, and he'll tell us to request for a GBP account, and we can give him the GBP account here in Nigeria, and he has an account there in a real bank in his name.
Wow.
And that lovely lady that has his heart, you know, or his cousin.
Let's take on the lady. Yeah.
And he can decide he wants to buy her flowers or he just wants to send her money for lunch.
Yeah.
All he needs is her account details, and you'll be able to do that simple.
So to as if I'm in the UK.
As if you are in the UK.
That's simple.
So I can do it from here?
From your phone.
Wow. Through Leatherback.
That's the power that we
And when you say 13 countries, I'm sure the major currencies are taken care of.
Yes, the major currencies. So when you want to talk of USD, pounds, Chinese yuan,
Australian dollar,
Canadian dollars, and then we even come Indian rupees, and then we also talk about ZAF, our neighbors.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And then you talk about the South African rand.
If you have 13, you have almost everything that's important to do.
Yes.
Okay, so what does it take to have a Leatherback account?
Oh, great! And I do love this question. What you need to do is the two ways: either you go to your Play Store and download the Leatherback app from your Play Store,
okay,
or you go to our website, leatherback.co. Now, if you go to leatherback.co, you click sign up. Simple as ABC. All you need is every document that you'd need to open a tier 3 bank account. I had to specify a tier 3 bank account.
What is a tier 3? Because you see, people who are listening are saying tier 3.
So it's not one of those accounts that you bring up your phone and take a picture and then you have opened an account. That's like a tier 1 account. You'd have to open properly with any of the
utility bills?
No, apart from utility bill, a very valid ID.
ID, like an international passport with all your information.
Exactly. Okay. Also your NIN. We also said that.
And your BBN maybe.
Yes, and your driver's license.
Interesting.
Also. Exactly.
Is it and or all?
No, sorry.
So there are options.
Options. And then you obviously attach your utility bill, just as you've said. Anything is that if you do not have, because sometimes, you know, I pay my utility bill on my phone, PHCN.
Yeah.
Okay. You might also give us your bank statement, your
that
existing
you've used
bank
to do
statement.
That. Yeah.
Well, exactly. Let's be certain that
Exactly. And you can also upload all of this. You do by yourself. Our platform is user friendly. If you can have a Facebook account, Instagram account, TikTok account,
you can have a Leatherback account.
Exactly. You don't need any help. And should you need any help, we're also on the platform to help you just go through. And once you do that, you're in. If we approve you, obviously.
Okay. How long does it take to do that? To approve?
24 hours. You get approval within 24 hours. And once you approve, you're on. And you also have the potential to have other accounts based on your reason. So let me just clarify, it's not automatic. You get on, you just select all the currencies, you know.
Because that's where I'm going now.
Yeah.
Must you have a domiciliary account here in Nigeria? Must you have a working Nigerian account for you to log on to Leatherback and have an existing account?
Now, the beauty of this is that you don't need it. I've not even scratched the surface of what we can do, and I'm coming there. The thing is, once you have all your documents complete and they're validated and you're on the platform, you don't with Leatherback, you don't need a local domiciliary account. You don't need. Now, what our platform enables you to do is use your local currency and be international. What I mean is the first account you would get when you come and letter back is the Naira account, which is your local currency. So if you're signing up in, from the UK, you'd get a pounds account. Now, when you come in with your local account, you can now request for an additional account. Now, when you request for that additional account, I'm not going to ask you for any other account opening document. And that's why I said, yes, we have to onboard you properly. Now, all you do when you ask for that additional account is just to tell me why you need the account. And if the reason is good,
I just want to shop online.
Exactly. That's a valid, that's a very valid reason.
Yeah, that's a very valid reason.
And once that is done, you have your pounds account. Just like that.
So there are many digital banks. What's the USP? How do you guys stand out?
Okay. I like the way you say that every digital bank, even the old traditional banks that
Now digital.
So it's no big deal in being digital now.
Yeah.
It's what digital enables you to do. And I can dare say that nobody in this country is doing what we're doing in the way that we're doing it. Now, people would claim that they would give you proper accounts. What they would give to you is a wallet. The account is not in your name. What I'm giving to you, and by I mean letterback.
Because you are letterback.
You know, when you're a brand ambassador, you're still into it.
You sell it. Sell it.
What letterback is given to you is an account.
In your name. So if you eventually find yourself physically there, you just walk in like you have an account?
In fact, the future with letterback is that, Stretch, you can pick your bag, not worry about any PTA, not worrying about your abuki, and just go to anywhere you want to go.
Oh, this is interesting. You have my attention.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's the future with letterback. You just pick your make sure you have Naira.
Yeah, those are go with that money.
Your letterback account.
Yeah. You just pick your bag. Empty.
Yes, but make sure you have money, but no need for PTA.
Yes, no need. But even if you don't have money, but just make sure you have letterback on your phone. And then pick your bag. Go to anywhere you are in the world, because why? You're empowered to use your local currency, exchange on our platform to whatsoever currency that you want. Either make payment from or receive payment.
Interested in the interest rates and the exchange rate.
Exchange and interest rate. How do you handle that?
Yeah, that's something that I'm sure everybody's calculating now. What will be the exchange rates?
Okay, so let me start with the interest rates, which is very simple. There are no interest rates, there are no fees, there are no charges on letterback. Let me take that slowly. Yeah, for now. Yeah, that's for now.
Yeah.
There are no fees and there are no charges on letterback. And our platform is so transparent.
Okay.
Every action you want to take is explained to you. Even when you exchange, you know, you have all the details. Now, to exchange rates, letterback operates with the parallel market rates. And that's simple, because we do not get your funding from the CBN. So letterback operates on parallel market rates.
So the fluctuation of parallel market is reflected daily?
It is reflected daily. All our customers get market rates every day. And I dare say, for platforms that do what we do, our rates are very competitive and one of the best.
Okay.
Hidden charges?
I say no hidden charges, no fees. You can quote me, you can quote this time, right now, as I'm talking to you, at this moment, there are no fees.
Okay, let me drop this now. I've done some stuff with a digital bank, and I got to a point where I got a glitch, and I needed a human being to address me. It took 4 months.
Wow.
To get a human being. You send an email, you do this, online.
Yeah.
Is it easy? Customer service.
What's the response mechanism?
How is it?
Okay, so I know that we're a startup, and you will feel that most of the things I'm saying are to game you. I wish I could, some of our customers can, you know, come here and testify.
Mm.
We are very in touch with customer experience. I personally take customer experience very personal. There's some cab hailing services that frustrate me, because I cannot reach someone, I cannot complain and have to wait for them. We do not want that to be the experience of our customers on letterback. So yes, while we have a chatbot and an automated platform, but we also have human beings. If you send us an email, you will get a response in record time. If you chat us, you get a response in record
time. How says Noe that that's not just, you know, the new bride, you know, attitude? Because after a while, when you get all the kind of people that you need on your platform, then you start giving us, you know.
One of internal deliverables and one of the things that hold us, one of our core values is care for people. Okay. It's there, it's enshrined
into. Okay, in a minute, can you run through how to open up a leather bank account to us?
Quickly.
Okay,
yeah.
So as I said, you go to our website. When you go to our website or you download from the Play Store, we're coming soon on iOS, or you download on Play Store the Leatherback app, you sign up. When you sign up, you would enter your details like your email and your name, and then you would get to verify and then provide the account opening documents, depending on whether you're a business or you are an individual.
Yeah.
For individuals, as I've said, you need your identity card, something we can identify you with. We need your utility bill, and we need your proof of funds, where you're getting your money from. And then for businesses, every registration document would unveil your shareholders. So everything that you are registered with, we need all that registration documents. We need details about your shareholders. And it's as simple as that. Everything that we're asking you, it's not strange. It's what you would require to open a normal bank account. And once you do that and your account is verified, the first account you would have is the local account, and then you go on to request for
upgraded later.
Yes, you could go on and request for other accounts. You can exchange on the platform. Even when you don't have accounts in other currencies, you can also use our sender products to send.
All right, because our time is up, what is the website so people can go find it?
It's www.leatherback.co.
Okay.
So you could just
.co,
and you could just go to Google, in case you forgot what I said. Just type leatherback.
Leatherback.
Leatherback. Like leather,
and then back.
One word.
And then back. Yes.
Yes. Leatherback.
Yes.
Well, Akani Mojo is the spokesperson for Leatherback. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Great. It's we'll be back after the break. The very gorgeous Wemi Adoni is here with the news.
All what's right. up, Lagos? Yahoo. Yahoo is all right. Eh? Yahoo.
What's up, Lagos?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I've been talking too much. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to my uncle, Reginald Bassey. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, in-law, Sasa. Mayor.
Which in-law?
Let me finish, please.
Oh, that you want to die now.
I've not said I'm the one marrying you now.
Okay,
you just jumping?
Okay. Lagos
happy
is
birthday, in-law. Happy birthday. The good Lord guide you, guard you, protect you and your children. If it touches your heart to make me your in-law.
It can never happen.
I'm not talking to
it
you.
It can never happen.
Do according
I
to the way.
I bind it. Holy water. Holy Michael.
You have seen me finish. You have seen me finish. It's just that mistake of showing my account number. I show him I can't balance, but that was Otis.
Yeah, broke. The church, the rat in my church is richer than you.
That was before. Come and see me now.
What has happened to you?
Nothing.
They're giving you campaign money.
What campaign money? Oh, forbid. If you know that I'm already, I would have said we do the gift shit. All right, let's move on.
I know they fear anything.
I know they fear anything. What's all this? It's 9 minutes past 11, Jerry. All right, we're going to the next time. We've just got 1 hour or maybe less than that to talk about this.
Mm.
Well, you must have seen this video trending.
Mm-hmm.
Husband and wife in heated argument.
Mm.
The husband was saying, let me talk. The wife said, wait, hubby, let me tell them. She told them the story. Husband and wife went to the club to boogie.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got there, one beautiful lady walked up to the wife and said, please,
is this your husband?
Is this your hobby? Say yes, it is. Can I dance with him? The man stood there like the baby, because it's a fine game.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yes, you can dance. Go ahead, dance.
Yeah, enjoy yourself.
So she said she was watching, looking for, not letting the exchange of numbers happen.
She said she allowed them.
But she was watching.
Said, yeah, you know how these girls dance, how they will be doing all their body on her husband.
She did everything. The man was happy, smiling. The man was smiling, dancing, having a time. The kind of wife God gave me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Then after I finished dancing, it was time for Mrs. Wife to dance her own dance. Now, one guy just came, hello, can I dance with your wife? Oh, he said the baritone shook his soul. Then he said, yes, of course, yes. The wife said, it didn't even
3 seconds.
The man said, it's enough. You just a married woman. This is irresponsible. This guy's been, are you serious? What type of thing is this? Do you know the family I've come from?
He said, the wife said, I'm the woman that came to dance with you. Was she not I? Did she just dropped from the sun to come and dance with you? And I say, you see that Sudanese guy? The way he was looking at you, he has been admiring you since. And the woman said, but me, I was not policing
you. 3 seconds to 10 minutes.
And my own, I did not even want that. Meanwhile, this other girl was grinding on you and doing all kinds of things. My own now, you want
just
to fight
just ordinary me. TV seconds.
So she's asking us to help them judge the matter.
Is what is good for the goose, not good for Uganda.
Mm-hmm. Is it not good?
Is it not good?
Because we're talking about equality and equity.
Yes, the same
you
measure.
What you give me, I give you. The same energy. We should balance energy.
If that time to pick you, would have said, no, I can't dance with a woman. My wife is here. Then you can do the same to her. But why will you go and dance and come and remind her after dancing 10 minutes, doing all the dance? It's only Okoso you didn't remember.
Well, for those of you who are wondering, it's time for us to play that video for you. We want to play it so that you understand where we're coming from.
So, we went to club on Saturday. A lady woke up to me and said, oh, please, is this your husband? I said, yes. She said, can I dance with your husband? I said, sure. Because one thing, I'm not this kind of lady that used to monitor guys. Here you are going, I'll carry you on your head. I'm trying to monitor you around. I don't do all those things. One thing I know is that once you are done dancing, it's my package. I carry my DHL home. You understand? So I allowed the lady to dance with him. She danced with him. You know the way we the ladies
are. Is that one a dance?
Baby, what do you mean? She was rolling.
But you know I was busy.
She was rolling. My husband was doing. You know,
for how many seconds?
Dancing. The girl was flaunting everything. My eye was going round. You know, it's funding any number and other things. But
that is for how many seconds?
Wait now. Wait. Let me finish. So. One guy then walked up to me and said, do you care for a dance? I said, okay, sure. I have not even danced for 3 seconds.
What I say, do you know how long that my Somalian brother has been eyeing you?
How will I know if he's eyeing me or not? What thing is that?
The same guy.
Anyway,
you know I confronted him.
I just danced. Only three. This thing has not reached 30 seconds dance. Emeka, so no,
it
no,
must
no,
be
no.
a joke. Do you? That guy.
Wait, now. He said, no. No, you cannot dance with that guy.
Why will
that,
you?
Wait.
The guy.
Baby, I don't want to forget. I want these people to join
the guy that's already all over you already.
No, that I cannot dance with him. That I don't have respect for him. That look at how the man just, I even turned my back for him.
Why will you do that?
If it's just for example, when Buga enter your dance,
when Buga enter your dance. Okay, guys.
Okay, why will you do that? Mine is the background vocal.
Me, I like the husband. I say, are you a joker?
He said, do you know how long that guy be eyeing
that
you?
That my Somalian brother has been eyeing you.
He calling your Somalian brother. He's still eyeing you.
I can't deal. Anyway, Lagos, we want you to weigh into this matter. Amy.
Amy, wait. I don't want to forget this. Amy, wait now. He said, whoa. He said, how many seconds did I dance? Was I not busy greeting my customers? So he went to the dance floor to greet your customers.
He said, the girl was busy whining. You know when Buka enter your body?
Was I not busy greeting my customers? So it wasn't. So the man's argument is, when he went to dance with his own person, he was not even dancing. He was greeting customers while the girl was dancing. We believe you, sir.
So, guys, weighing on this matter, what is good for the goose? Is it good for Uganda? I mean, the gander. Is it good? Because, you see, she's saying that when it came to her turn, he did not allow her to enjoy herself as he did. Because she said she had no problem with the girl dancing or whining around her husband, but she had to make sure that she did not exchange numbers with her husband. What are your thoughts on this particular matter? Because it's family meeting that we're holding
this
morning.
It is an issue. Because the man has a case too. That when the woman said, I turned my back. He said, why will you do that?
He was greeting. See, this is how we used to greet our customers on the dance floor. Hello, my
So he said he wasn't even dancing with all his heart. He was partly greeting and partly dancing.
He was looking out for his customers.
But she was dancing 30 seconds complete with this Somalian brother of his. I know Somalian people with their long nose, you know.
And they're really
fine.
I'm not even gonna lie.
Guys,
good looking.
Yeah.
Ooh, and they're women too.
And he has also, we are bringing up facts now. He has watched him and see that he has been eyeing his wife since.
Who's to say that the girl that came to dance with him has not been eyeing him so much so that
let's not add
she
to the
had
evidence.
Planned to ask the
let's
wife
not add
first,
to the evidence.
Excuse me.
Let's
excuse
not add to
me.
The evidence.
Excuse me. There's no evidence.
This guy has been
were
eyeing
you there?
His wife.
Was I there?
No, is what they said.
It's a lie.
He said,
it's a lie.
He said he even confronted the guy.
It's a lie. Did not say,
He said
not confront him.
He said, I even confronted him.
Ah.
You play it again.
Ah,
he said,
he did not.
He said, so now
So confronted what?
He said he confronted the Somali guy. Eh?
Why?
What is this one asking? What did I do to deserve this kind of question?
Because we really want you to get involved in this conversation. What do you think? Why are men so possessive, excessively possessive? Even when the woman is saying, let me just allow you to enjoy your life. I'm allowing you to enjoy yourself.
You know,
then when my turn comes, so that you will not also worry me when I want to enjoy myself.
I put it to you that she allowed it because she wanted to dance with that Somali guy.
What does that even mean?
I put it to you.
Who
that
told you that she had planned the? Okay, you see, you are even
implicated.
How did she see this Somalian guy?
Is she blind?
How did she see him?
She must have.
How would she have planned him? How would she have? She should have sat with her husband to put it in his brain.
She saw him in the club.
Bluetooth.
Club.
That come and ask me to
please,
dance.
The phone lines are 0700 993-993-993. This is the evidence. You have placed it here. It's for you to forensically dissect it.
We will play it again and again.
And bring out the truth. The man said.
Church is adding salt and pepper.
No. The man said he confronted the Somali guy later and said, "Why were you eyeing my wife?" Mm-mm. And now she
why didn't the wife go and confront the girl too?
The girl was not eyeing him.
We don't even know if the girl was even
girl. The girl was not eyeing him. The girl was not.
She was
nosing
him.
There's
no
evidence before.
His nose and mouth that she used to call him to come and dance. Look at you.
What's all this?
Hey, what's up, Lagos, Jare? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Brother, how are you?
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Give us the passcode. Quickly.
What's up, Lagos?
My name is...
All right, go ahead. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hello?
Anybody there? Yes, please.
Give us the passcode. Go ahead. Quickly.
What's up, Lagos?
Oh, Chimo, today is International Day of What's Up, Lagos.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's your name?
My name is Victor. I'm calling for Bariga. When would I bring top you? Would I bring a lot of person for sure?
Oga, you are talking. Can you talk?
I know that Nigerian man, they are very stupid.
Who vexes you today?
No,
so loud here. All right, 0700-993-993-993. That's the number to call. And if you're a lady, call 01465-7190. You can send us a WhatsApp message and you can tweet at us at Nigeria Info FM with the hashtag What's Up Lagos. All right, let's go. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Lagos!
Stretch to life. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning,
sir. How are you guys doing?
Very fine,
good.
Thank you.
Okay. That man is trying to protect his investment. So.
The woman does not have investments.
Well, that man is a fish. That man is a fish. No, that's true. Because the woman allow him go dance. So what you going to say when the other one don't start to dance with the woman because
the invest? The guy was eyeing her. The guy was eyeing her.
Thank you very much for calling. The guy was eyeing her.
Yes.
In the court of law. Where is the evidence? Do you have video to prove that
he
the guy was
saw
eyeing
it.
Do you have CCTV camera to prove that the guy was eyeing her? And how can you not prove? Can you also not prove that the woman was eyeing him? And what's all that? This your thing does not hold water in court.
Your
please.
Thing not hold water.
What's up, Lagos? Yes.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Good morning. What's your name,
sir?
My name is Rafael. Hello.
All right, Rafael, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the lady is guilty. That's why the guy is dying.
Yes.
The lady is what?
Guilty.
Yes. Guilty. That's why.
Yes. You must be a judge.
Lost that call.
She's guilty.
Guilty of what? Nick?
Guilty of dancing.
Guilty
now.
Of being beautiful because she's a very gorgeous woman. What does that even mean? Indeed. Also, the man is not guilty for dancing and letting a woman whine all over him.
It. Please, let us get.
So the man has no self-control. The woman allowed it.
Let us.
The woman allowed what? Stretch. You're a bad lawyer.
Leave it.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Okay, cheers to life. For
who's
a second there.
Adiola calling from Ikeja.
Adiola calling from Ikeja. Okay, go ahead.
in fact, women, Yoruba has this one that is that says, only Buddha glory anyone.
Alone.
Hi. The man said, you rock everything, you rock this one. Just 3 seconds.
It's 30 seconds, not 3 seconds. Ah. 30 seconds.
Everything
don't bust. It's okay. You're not even adding to. You're not making that case
it's
better.
It's being balanced.
What balance?
Yes.
Say the man said. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, stretch to life. Good morning.
Morning,
what's
sir?
Your name, sir?
Samuel calling from Shagamu.
Samuel,
go ahead.
Go ahead, sir.
I agree with the man, you know?
Yes.
The women were the giver, the men were the receiver. So that woman, in just 30 seconds, she has started dishing out. So that
yes, you are right.
Dishing out.
I support you.
Body on the road. She's been expecting it.
All right, so
but the man body there.
No, he was greeting his, customers.
The man body there.
He was greeting his customers. Thank you.
Your body go there for road.
The man was greeting his customers. He said
don't
it.
Don't worry. Your body go there for
he
road.
He went to the dance floor to greet his customers.
His body will be on the road. Not what worry. Person go put your body for road. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Jonah,
calling from Ibuefo.
Jonah from the belly of the fish. Go ahead.
Jonah, oh yeah.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we can hear you, Jonah.
Yeah, first of all, on Wednesday, my birthday, you guys should mark it down.
Happy birthday in advance.
We will mark it down.
September, I want to hear say happy birthday to our one and only fans, Jonah from Ibuefo.
Yeah, the evening phone line does
Jonah, we will wear red on that day.
We'll do it. We got to go for a break. It's the best conversation that radio has ever experienced. What's up, Lagos?
That's how we roll.
Today, we're all about the money, baby. We're all about the money, money.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Well, we're still talking about this husband versus wife matter and this dance, whether there was a grind or not, whether there was an admiration or not. We want to hear from you, Lagos. Let's go quickly to the messages. And then for those of you who are just joining us, we will play back the audio, okay?
What's up, Lagos? Just 3 seconds. Everything burst. Cruise from Express Your Name. What's up, Lagos? If she say I should dance with her, no problem. But another bronco to do waiting. Now, Layo, no way. You can't fit dance with my woman. Gaskia Walai. Collins is your name. See you. Eh? Spoiling our bad name as men. Good morning, people. First, he took his wife to the club and is complaining. Second, a woman that says she does not monitor you most of the time also does things she doesn't expect you to monitor. So, Oga should go and sleep. In fact, both of them are not serious people.
Eh-eh.
That caller that said beauty, not guilty, that said beauty, not guilty, didn't say she's guilty, said she's beauty. He wanted to say she's beautiful. Thank you for pointing that out to us.
Okay.
Thank you. We heard guilty. All right, Chukudi. No, this is not Chukudi. This is not for us. Okay, what's up, Lagos? Sent us some link. Thank you for your concern. Please, add that whoever wants to wade into this matter should indicate marital status first. All these bachelors who are eyeing people's madam will support the woman. Joe from Ayo.
Joe, please.
Joe,
please.
This is a long one. Hello,
everyone
stretch.
Is welcome.
Miriam Ineka, me. I am Caesar from Calabar South. I can assure you that this was a trap. The guy was the one who sent the woman to the man so he can have his way with the man's wife. The girl was a decoy. The main deal was the bobo who wanted to have his way with Oga's wife. Apparently, the woman knew the plan, but the woman knew the man. Abby, were they the only couple in the club? Why such coincidence? Marianne, you be Calabar girl now. You know these things.
I don't.
Now, why?
Speak for yourself only.
Being the eye, the woman, and the man catch him. So the fast guy sent woman to trap the man, and he failed for the trap. Smart guy. All right? Calabado.
Conspiracy theory.
Hello, guys. Are you looking? Okay, this one is advertising on our WhatsApp page. Can you imagine? What's up, Lagos? Good afternoon. Good morning to you. My take on the topic is that the lady who danced with the man has nothing that will get provoked at any contact. But the man that danced with the woman has something that can be provoked at even the smallest body contact. Good afternoon, Eze, from Isherio.
Eze,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
What's up, Lagos? My name is Clifford from Ado, Badori. The man is just being jealous. They say that you don't want people to do to you as you do to someone else. He would have rejected the dance with the lady when she came and requested for a dance with him. For as long as he could do that, the wife also has the same right to do what he did. It's just fun time. Nothing. Men, sha. Not too jealous. Your first caller completely
off my socket.
But what kind of iron party was that?
Exactly.
They weren't even eyeing single people like me, but married people. I'm suspecting that her husband is a politician. Chop alone syndrome, human being. Hey, oh God. But Uncle Stretch, you have been eyeing Marianne too much today. Oh. No, let my future father-in-law write letter to you. Hi, Marianne. It's Friday. Oh, yeah. Wear your koi koi shoe. Make we dance booga. My name is Afrigogo from Abalende. Afrigogo, if I catch you, you won't like it. All right, final one before we go to the phone lines. If we can take any. Good morning. Okay, this one says he wants colored drink. Okay, not on this.
Okay, this is for sports gang.
All right,
for
so us. I think the treasure hunt is we have a
Yes, we have treasure hunt. And unfortunately, I'm not sure we can get the winner announced on the show today, but we will just push for the treasure hunt, all right? So you go get yourself 5,000 naira.
Win first.
Yes, we want you to win. Enjoy your weekend because it's very important.
Yeah, you need it.
So here's the information for our treasure hunt today. So for today's treasure hunt, if you want to win 5K for the weekend, go search for one particular photo of your lovely WhatsApp Lagos host, which has been hidden somewhere on the app. If you are not following me as Church, you can't even tell how we look.
On the app.
Mm-hmm. So go and download the Join for FM app first.
Okay.
On your Android or your Play Store.
All right.
Or iOS Store, I beg your pardon. Henry. Now, when you download it, once you see the picture of the WhatsApp Lagos host. That's me and my lover Church. You will fill the requested details on the form and submit. The fastest guy, fastest fingers. You get 5K.
Come on.
So if you don't know what we look like, you're on your own. But fastest fingers win. So go and download the Nigeria Info FM app right now. But the winners might be announced on the next show, okay? Yeah. All right, so guys, let me go back to that audio. For those of you who are just joining us and you're wondering what we're arguing about, here you go.
Listen.
So he went.
How did you turn him to AJ Gahena?
So he went to club on Saturday. A lady walked up to me and said, "Oh, please, is this your husband?" I said, "Yes." She said, "Can I dance with your husband?" I said, "Sure." Because one thing, I'm not this kind of lady that used to monitor guys. Here you are going, I'll carry you on your head, trying to monitor you around. I don't do all those things. One thing I know is that once you are done dancing, it's my package. I carry my DHL home. You understand? So I allowed the lady to dance with him. She danced with him. You know the way we dance, the ladies
dance. Is that one a dance?
Baby, what do you mean? She was rolling.
But you know I was busy attending to my. Let me finish. Say hi to my.
She was rolling. My husband was doing. You know.
For how many seconds?
Dancing. The girl was flaunting everything. My eye was going round. You know, it's finding any number and other things. But
that is for how many seconds?
Wait now. Wait. Let me finish. So. One guy then walked up to me and said, "Do you care for a dance?" I said, "Okay, sure." I have not even danced for 3 seconds.
What I say? Do you know how long that my Somalian brother has been eyeing you?
How will I know if he's eyeing me or not? One thing is that
the same guy.
Anyway,
you know, I confronted him.
I just danced only 3. This thing has not reached 30 seconds dance. I said, no.
It must be a joker. Do you? I saw that guy.
Wait now. He said no. No, you cannot dance with that guy.
Why will
that,
you?
Wait.
The guy.
Baby, I don't want to forget. I want these people to join
the guy that's already all over
that
you already.
Know that I cannot dance with him. That I don't have respect for him. That look at how the man just. I even turned my back for him.
Why will you do that?
If it's just for example, when Buga enter your dance, your head, and you are doing.
the question.
You might go around.
Go around
360.
Go around here.
You understand?
Here.
You can what dance. And some you turn your back, and somebody will then, the guy will then, you know. I've not even done. Emeka said no, that I cannot ask the guy.
You are not
and asked me to go and sit down that soon we'll
go. Listen, can I tell you something?
You see this thing? I gave them, she and the girl time.
Let me tell you one simple thing.
Allow me to finish. They danced as they like.
Let me tell you one simple thing.
You got to my own thought. Sense in this suit.
There is nothing like sense.
There is sense.
There is sense. Abatala here. Sense. It came to my tongue. Sense.
But you heard the tongue. He said that my Somalian brother. I don't. Why are you afraid of your brother there? If he's your Somalian brother.
He has been eyeing you.
Have you eyed you? You don't have confronted him. He said, Buga, kill you there. He said, Dan, turn around, kill you there.
He said, but you, I allow you to dance anyhow. Said, and when it came to my turn, you said, you want to, I should go and sit down. We'll soon go.
Was I dancing? Was I not busy attending to
my customer?
On the dance floor.
He said, my husband was doing like this. Mm. So that's how they used to greet customer now, like this.
You are
like
attending.
This. My customer.
Attending to your customer on the dance floor.
Please greet me. My customer.
How are you?
I'm greeting you.
Hey, well done. We are booking to the greeting. Hey, brother.
Lagos, we need your help. Please judge this matter for us. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, call 01465-7190. If you're not, they go. Call the general number. Hashtag on Twitter, Nigeria Info FM. What's up, Lagos? What are your thoughts? And send us a WhatsApp message if you are on WhatsApp.
By the way, here's a week is still addressing this.
And we're still live. We're live on Facebook and we're live on YouTube. So go to 99.3 on Facebook.com 99.3 and share your thoughts with us. Okay, the phone lines are open and we see Lagosians, you like this kind of matter.
What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. Stretch to life. Good morning. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. My name is Benjamin.
Hi, Benjamin.
Welcome.
Stretch, my guy. I just want to let you know that I'm solidly behind you on this one.
Thank you, my brother. God bless you.
When the other lady came, she asked for permission, right? Mm-hmm. And the wife gave permission.
Mm-hmm.
So who gave the wife the permission to dance with the Somalian brother?
The husband.
It's not part of the evidence we have.
It's the husband.
She was the person going towards him.
It's the husband. The husband's only issue is that she turned around. That's the only problem the man had. He said, no, you cannot turn around.
She was talking about the woman, the other woman dancing with the husband. She said, you know how these women do.
And she did the same.
She did it with the same guy, too.
Not very wrong. That's very wrong.
Good for good. The goose is good for the gander. Now, what's all this?
That's very morally wrong.
All you double standards people.
That's morally wrong. Thank
Please
you, my
come
brother.
And be going. Come
God
and be
bless
going.
You,
goodbye.
Jerry.
Goodbye. Be
morally
going.
Wrong. That's
I don't
morally
like all
morally
this.
Wrong.
I beg you, let me hear something.
Morally wrong.
Morally wrong. I beg.
What's up, Lagos? I beg the woman do well, Joy, is payback time. Ha ha. Be laughing there, yeah. Be laughing.
Yeah.
So, what's up, Lagos? Stretch and Maria, I won the 5,000 online game Treasure Hunt on your app for Tuesday Treasure Hunt. I filled my details, but I've not been contacted. Please
you will be
give
contacted.
Me price
yes.
Send Michael. They will get to contact
Michael,
you.
Michael, you will
worry.
Be contacted if you were the
5,000
winner.
$5,000, come on now.
We got you.
If it's car you won now, it's okay. We're trying to get it from the car company.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos again?
Uh-huh.
Time cut me off. Jonah, they talk.
Jonah, time cut you off. Okay,
yeah,
quickly.
Jonah, go ahead.
You have 30
time
seconds.
Again.
Okay, back to the matter. If I be that woman,
yes.
If I be their lawyer, I will sue that man for human rights abuse. I'm telling you, it's a human rights abuse.
Inside the
when
club.
When they enjoy herself, that time when they look back for him, he know what they enjoy there.
Inside the
so
club.
So he believes say, that Somalian man, he believes say, I want to enjoy here. Yeah, this Somalian man to enjoy for my wife.
His
that
Somalian
man,
brother.
That man. Hey, I'm going to go
straight
to God.
Okay, right. Jonah.
Thank you.
Jonah, take me very fast.
Inside,
I will sue you for human rights abuse.
He abused my rights.
So, but she has a right to also buga. What's all this?
Buga for all by the year 2023.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Stretch to life. Good morning. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. Stanley calling from Ayobo.
Go ahead, Stanley.
See, I don't know why women were like Wahala. See, these people, they were on their own.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This woman came. She said she won't dance. She said, excuse me, dance. It was the woman that responded.
Yes.
And said, okay, go ahead.
Yes.
Now, the man could have said no. No,
the man could have said no.
The man could have said no.
But the man could have said no, I don't want to dance.
You want to make the wife happy.
Yes, I support you.
You want to make the wife happy by dancing with her. It was the woman that said, go ahead.
Look at you. Look at Stanley.
He wants to make
you happy. Stanley,
okay.
Look
Stanley.
At yourself in the mirror every day.
Stanley, leave her.
And say yourself this
Stanley,
line.
Let's go. Leave
see, her. See, Miriam, let us talk our church mind.
I've heard church Stanley, truth. Stanley, we don't have time. We have to go. Stanley, we have
Stanley's
to go.
Right.
We have to go.
Let's go.
We have to go.
Yes.
Anyway, guys, we will another day, another time. We will bring this matter and we will slug it out here. But we have to go. Time is not on our side. Follow me on Instagram, on Twitter at MIMIEYO, okay? And Marianne Jikoko and everywhere else. Stretch.
Stretch Cool on Twitter. Stretch Original on Instagram. See you on Monday.
All right. Enjoy yourself.